Sportsnet 650.
It was quite a day for World Cup qualifying. And of course, we're lucky in the city of Vancouver that the president of CONCACAF, who I believe's last name is not Irish, Victor Montaliana, is in the city and joins us right now. Victor, how are you?
Excellent, Barry. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. Well, let's talk as a kid growing up in East Van, and you don't have any of these big fancy titles now. How tough was it? How emotional to watch that game, Italy trying to get that goal against Sweden?
Actually, to be honest with you, I was in the middle of a CONCACAF board meeting, and therefore,
Victor, how do you?
I had the game on in front of me on the iPad, so I was doing two things at once.
Can CONCACAF not schedule meetings like a couple of hours later? You're in charge.
The reality is, we have some big announcements coming up in the next 48 hours that you should have tuned to. So stuff had to get done, unfortunately. But I still had it on, so don't worry about it.
Well, forget the 48.
Like during a meeting and watching a football match at the same time.
Forget the 48 hours. You want to announce something now?
No, I can't. my other media partners would be pissed at me. So there you go.
That is fair.
No, listen, it's, you know what, it's obviously as a fan, it's always a tough thing, but you know, to be honest with you, I mean, one of the reasons why, soccer is, really the greatest sport on earth and is because of these kind of situations, to be honest, straight up with you. So, you know what, Sweden played to their strengths and did what they needed to do. Italy, you know what, at the end of the day, I mean, this is, to be honest with you, for those of us that have followed the game and followed even the Italian national team, this is a long time coming. They were poor in 2010. They were poor in 2014. Serie A has only gotten a little bit better in the last couple of years. But it's really been struggling. This is a byproduct of Italian soccer economy that's been struggling. And maybe, to be honest with you, it's probably the best thing that's probably happened to them. So hopefully they'll wake up.
How does this affect things for the World Cup? Because now, you know, Italy's not the only major nation to miss out. Chile, who made a lot of noise in 2014.
Yeah.
The Netherlands, who is known as a tradition to be there. In the U.S., obviously missing out for 2018 as well. I mean, does it affect the brand?
Oh, no, absolutely not. The World Cup, at the end of the day, is always the World Cup. You still have the two best players who are going to be there, you know, Messi and Ronaldo. Chile's a good team, but from a brand recognition standpoint, it's the World Cup is still the World Cup. So I think we're still going to see some great football. And, obviously Germany is still there. France is a great team, is there. You know, there's enough great teams. And the truth of the matter is, I think out of the teams that haven't qualified, the only one that I think really is a big surprise is probably Chile more than anybody else. Coming off two big Copa America wins, some great players, not qualifying. That, to me, is the bigger shocker than anybody else that hasn't qualified.
Victor, is the gap closer now between those who have success and have been part of the World Cup history and those who are knocking on the door and qualifying for the first time? Is the gap in the game of soccer at the highest level closer than it's ever been?
It's closer than it's ever been. You have players from all over the world who are now making a living in leagues in Europe, in leagues in North America, leagues in Mexico, leagues in Asia. And then you also have, you know, the sort of proliferation of, technology. Technology has changed the world for us as it relates to the internet, but technology has also changed the world as it relates to football. Everybody's fit. Everybody knows how to train. Everybody has a GPS monitor and all this kind of stuff. And so you see teams now, it doesn't matter if they're ranked, 100th or if they're ranked 10, well-organized, fit, and can compete. And so the days of teams, just walking over other teams is, not likely to happen. So, yeah, the gap is definitely closed everywhere in the world.
Victor, we are running out of time, but quickly – there was a lot of the move to expand the World Cup certainly met some criticism to 48 teams, but this the way that this qualifying has gone seems to be an argument for the expansion.
Yeah, absolutely. I said, not only I was very clear at the beginning, I was for it because it still is only less than 20% of our entire membership. And also an expansion will increase the investment by members because now for some of the countries that was always on the cusp of it, it's a lot closer. And so they're going to invest even more in their leagues, in their player development, and their coaching development. So you're going to see the proliferation of the game at a level probably we haven't seen before, because you're going to see a lot of countries that have been always on the cusp of now getting there. And you're going to see some of the more historical countries, as we've seen today, who you know, need to maybe change the way they do business and change the way they do things, or else they're going to be on the outside looking in more often than not.
I know they didn't get the result yesterday, but how pleased were you with the crowd on Thursday, with the young talent on display on Thursday in that USA-Canada women's game?
Oh, it was great. I mean, you know, obviously we can see that we have a sort of a good group of young players. We still not have another year and a half to prepare for the World Cup. And, you know, listen, I personally think when I see somebody like Jessie Fleming, I think, you know, I mean, Jessie's already one of the top players. I can imagine what she's going to be like in 2 years' time. And Ashley Lawrence and so forth and so on. And I think we have a real opportunity to do something special in 2019 with this sort of core group of young players.
Victor, it was short notice. Thank you very much for the time. And, hey, if you've got some big news coming down from CONCACAF, give us a call in the next couple of days. We'll reach out.
Sportsnet 650.